Good evening. My name is Don Robinson, and I operated with YMO, and I'm from uptown, downtown. I'm a local.
Awesome. Okay. So, how did you get started second lining?
Well, when I was in school, we used to always go out, me and my friends, we'd go out to a second line. First of all, I used to see them come, and when I hit a bass drum, I used to run.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It just was scary, you know, a whole crowd of people coming, and then I was real young. And one day, second line came up the street. I heard the big drum, and I wasn't scared no more. So I seen people dancing out in the street. I joined in, and what I did that for, I wind up way away from home. When I look up, I wasn't nowhere around, I ain't seeing nothing that I realized. Oh yeah, it was
a lot of people have that experience, don't they? They get in it and just kind of forget where they are and wind up miles from home.
Home, correct.
How old were you the first time that happened to you?
I was like 13.
Wow. And then after that experience?
It's been on. I looked at it and I said, no. Then I used to go back to the second line, see it pass. I said, I'm not gone. And one day it just hit me. One Sunday I had nothing to do. Nobody around the shoot mall was with. So I went with the second line. My mama told me, you only could go one block. I said, okay. And she sat outside. She looked at me, go that block. I went and I came back. Mm-hmm. Then after that, I decided that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I left from downtown and moved uptown. And then I had to go back to school downtown. And so me and a couple friends of mine, we would always be in the hall, we hear the music, we go to dancing. And it was like uptown versus downtown, and you know. So after that, it was like, you know what? I'm doing this, yeah. And I come to find out, I was doing it just to be doing it. And all of a sudden, I wasn't feeling it. Then they had some guys used to say, hey man, my friend wants you to come in second line with them. I said, second line? Yeah, they gonna buy everything for you. So I'm like, nah, I don't want it. I know who I'm gonna second line with. Cause one day I went out to see my cousin boyfriend, second line. And then I said, you know what? That's the group I won't go with. And so after that, I waited till I finished school. The next year, no, 2 years, because I went and worked on the riverfront. After that, in 85, that's when I got off into it. I told my cousin-in-law at one parade, and the group that at one parade where that broke up. I was associate pleasant, so I said, you know what, if I'm going to do it, I will go all the way. So that's when I joined Young Men Olympic. I said, why join a club? If I'm that good, I can join an organization. And so when I joined Young Men Olympic, that was, I guess, 85. And they gave us our handbook and everything, the do's and don'ts. It had to be evaluated for 3 months before you can be officially a Young Man Olympian. And the rules were like, United Association Pleasant Club is a Young Man Olympian. We are our organization, and we enter brotherhood. So on the little handbook, you'll see, is take care of the sick and bury the dead. It has your vice presidents and all that. And I was in it, but every Sunday come, got a second line. I didn't have time to go to the meeting. I'm like, hey, send my money and that's it. I'm going to Second Life. Mm-hmm. So one day I said, well, I'm just going to sit back and relax and go to Sargon to meet and see what's going on. Because the vice president, which was my cousin-in-law, he used to say, man, you just can't keep sending your money. You need to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. If we have the vote, you're not that, we gonna lose. So what they were saying, they need everybody to participate, first thing first, come to meeting. So I said, okay, I'm gonna try that. So hey, I did good. I went to meeting the whole year. I moved up to Sergeant Arm. So you want me? We don't vote, they voted me in. Okay, so I'm like, how the hell I can be a sergeant and all? And, you know, I said, no, I think I won't be. So everybody, man, look, we need a sergeant and all.
What does the sergeant at arms do?
In a meeting, the sergeant and all, they control the meeting. Like, it is a policeman. That's what I call it. If the guys come in the meeting with your hat on, hey, take your hat off. If you have to tell them more than one time, you can fine it. Only sergeant and arm can do that. And so when I came, all the old men was in there. So after that, so you know what? I found this being fun. Hey man, calm down. President talking, meeting going on. So when the guys would come in there, different division, and they trying to get their things together while the president them talking, be noise, so to keep the noise down. Mostly like that's what we doing, monitoring the noise, keeping it on, so everything. So if I have to keep telling you, hey, you have to leave. You go out and get handling y'all business out there and come back. And it's because like in the meeting with Young Men Olympic, you have old news and new news, you know. So everybody need to know what was going on there. So if everybody else talking, you really can't hear. A lot of people trying to talk over each other. So that's what Sergeant and Arm duty was to do.
And how many members were in Young Men Olympian when you joined, and is it the same now?
Oh, man. We have division. Before I joined, it was like five. So when we joined, it was six division. Mm. So we joined, and we had Rebirth for our band. And everybody, we had 25 people 1 year strong. We were 25 strong in our division. Mm-hmm. The Furious Five, who I used to parade with.
You joined with the Furious Five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we was like 25 strong. Mm-hmm. And we had six division, and they had a lot of people in there. So I never did acknowledge how many people that we had, but I know we had more than 100.
Yeah.
You know.
And the group is coming up on its 130th anniversary, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah. 130 this year.
Wow. So where does the name The Furious Five come from?
Well, when we got our little group together, we like, hey, we need a name. And it had about four of us that really used to hang. Mm-hmm. And every time the five, our group would go to a dance, it's like, we bring in everything. You know, we come to dance, we come to do it all. We come to make market shine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what one of our older members used to call it. Make monkeys shine.
I've heard that phrase before.
Yeah, and so, and the people were like, all coast. We were just going hard. We're like, any club give a dance, we'll go to their dance and we hit the floor, and that's what it was. And like, we were fairies. Mm-hmm. And they really had five of us that, you know. And then after we built the organization, I mean the club, the division, that's when we started calling. One of our friends said, you know what, we don't call it Fairies Five. Mm-hmm. So we went with that. That's how that came along.
It's a great name. And you paraded with Rebirth, you said.
Yeah, well, that was our band, mm-hmm. Rebirth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, 85, I mean, that's right in the years when Rebirth was really coming up, right?
Yeah, we were Glasshouse. We used to come to this little place here. I forgot the name of this place. But we used to go to the Candlelight. We started off, home was the Glasshouse.
Mm, where was that?
That was on, I can't call the name of the street, but it was uptown right now.
Okay.
And if you was a real roller, you had to go through the Glasshouse.
Mm.
So then after the Glasshouse, there we used to come up downtown, go to Roots Cozy Corner, Candlelight, which is the sixth one. And then after that, they had a Good Time was in the Cali yard. Mm-hmm. And we used to go to Snappy in the Lower Nightwalk on Desire Street. They had a club back there where the Rebirth used to play. Wherever the Rebirth played, mm-hmm. there wasn't no doubt. We were sure. And then I would be to the point I show up without the gang. Mm-hmm. You know, without all my friends, I go by myself.
Mm-hmm.
By then, I wanted to feel it. And like I tell most people, in order for you to be, do the things, you really need to feel it.
Yeah. You Say know, more to be about good. That. What is it? What does it feel like, or what's the experience like, or what does it mean to feel it versus just do it?
Because doing it is something you naturally just do, but to feel it, you're going to come up with the best move. You don't even know the move you're coming up with, and everything being in order, you know, it's on a... It's something like the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost hits you, you know, it's something like, hey, when you hear that band, you're ready. Like, it could be time. I say, I'm not going to second line. I'm not going to do nothing. I could stand up, try to sit down, cross my leg. I go to sweat. You know? And I'm like, if I'm going to get wet just standing up, I might as well dance. You know, I didn't have it on my mind to come out to do it. But you're feeling the music. Once you feel it, you go with it. Mm-hmm.
So you got to feeling it, and you'd go out by yourself even.
You'd go out by myself. Mm-hmm. And then we used to, it was another little club, Washington Ferret. They used to call it Washington. We had a club we used to go to right there, and it was the Pinstripe, because it was before the Rebirth, the Pinstripe brass band. And that's where the Holy Ghost first hit there, in the club. So that's why I tell a lot of people, hey, you can't judge nobody. Who is you to judge? Mm-hmm. You know? Because on Sundays, they used to have these people come out of church, look at these, this and that. No, it's not like that, miss. You got us wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I hear an outspoken person, I have to let them know.
Mm-hmm.
I just came out of church. You know? And you just come out of church. And look at the attitude, what the Holy Spirit of God haven't touched you or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not trying to be disrespectful or anything. But hey, people out here, this is what we do. We family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since I've been parading, that's the vibe that I felt.
Yeah, there does seem to be a kind of a big division between people who see second lining as where you go to be bad and it's kind of nothing but a party and it's just full of vice, and people who experience the second line as being touched by the Holy Ghost when they're dancing because they just go to another place.
Yeah, you're in a zone. You got to get that zone. It had this little guy from down this way. I would come in the club at the little ballroom called Mall Place, where I called from Papa John Robinson. And I'd be with my friend. I said, ooh, he hot tonight. You know? And then he'll come over there, come on, what you gonna do? I'm like, go ahead on, you feeling that? Go ahead, have your glory. Mm-hmm. Then I get up there, I do good, you know. But he done did that. He done did his best. And it goes to show, you know, and then after that, he get a chance to do it with all the bragging rights. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, it's cool, you know. And then he'll say, hey, man, we all won. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, you good, but I'm better. You know, I say, okay, cool. So some night, I'll be in Joe's on Mark Play. I'm feeling it. And he won't be around, so I tell everybody in there, hey, y'all better go call him. You know, go get y'all chief, you know. Tell him I'm here and I'm on fire. Everybody know I'm feeling it. So he may come in there. I'm about to go. I said, no, come on, get this here. I got it just for you. Yes, man, boom, I have a good day, you know. And sometime when we both feeling, hey, I got to say it. I come out on top, you know, and he is a good dancer. And that would bring the best out of the best. It's not by who could dance good, you know, the best, but it's to do it. Because let me tell you, I seen some guys come get started, didn't know nothing. They good enough, you know. So it's how bad you want it. And once it hits you, you know the feeling. You can see it. It'd be different.
Mm-hmm. When I was doing an interview with TBC, the members of that brass band, and Juicy, one of the founders, said that the Furious Five defined the uptown version of second line footwork, and that you all were the division that changed the way second line looked and kind of defined how it still looks today for uptown.
Oh yeah, we came with bowls. We was the first one. Everybody else used to wear like patent leather shoes, lizards. We wore lizards. No, first we wore snakeskin shoes. Then we wore lizards. So one day, you know, we say, hey, bro, we the best. Let it be known. So instead of dressing like gangster, let's dress like the mob. And that year we wore blue and gray. We had $1,500 low gator boots.
What year was this?
I think that was 85 or 86.
Okay.
We wore the blue and gray. The gator boots with the F gold buckle. Mm-hmm. We had the Deion Sanders suit on. It was gray. And we had the dark blue shirt with the hat with the five, the can. Mm-hmm. And after that, everything went wild.
Mm-hmm. Besides the dress, what other kind of innovations did the Furious Five make?
We was a group that just wanted to have fun, you know? And once we realized, like, hey, we got this here, so now we have to take all this here and tone down. You got to tone yourself all the way down. once you realize who he is, it's like, I tell everybody, I know how much I work. And when you find out that all eyes on you, you tone it all the way down. And you take all the time that you done tone it down, come up with positive. Now if you look at them, they don't wear all that no more. Hey man, like I told him, I said, bro, you could come in now with drawers and tennis. I'll parade, because I'm feeling it. You know, let's not, we done did that, been that. Tone it up. If all eyes on you, they don't follow and do what you do. So let's look. We don't have to spend all that money to have a good time. And that's what you're doing it for, to have a good time, to enjoy. Because really, we're not second liners. That morning, whoever parade, they mainline it. Because we the ones in the streets. That's what it really is, mainline. And they got some of them old men, if you call them a second line, and the young man, oh man, I ain't no second line. That morning, I was 4-something September, I paid all that money. I'm a man line. I paid for that morning to be in the streets, and that's where I'm at. Yeah. Calm now, we man line. You know?
Yeah. Now, YMO is known as being a really traditional club. You know, you mentioned that when you joined, they said we're not a social and a pleasure club organization, you're just in a brotherhood. How did it go over with some of the older men when the Furious Five was changing the outfits, parading with Rebirth, all traditional music?
Oh, they were behind us.
They were?
Hey, that's what made us so strong. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell anybody, they had Mr. Nathaniel Gray, which was Nat, Bucket, they had all them old men. Harold, Mr. Harold. They got so many of them I can't name. I'm talking about when I came in, when I started in 85, go hard or go home, Mr. Norman Dixon. And them old men looked up to us because we was the future. You know, they'll tell us, whatever y'all do, as long as y'all right, we got y'all. You know? So, not just we were good, we also, I feel and believe it. I had a lot of pressure on me because I had to watch what I do, you know? I just couldn't come, go downtown, and just tell everybody, forget all y'all, because I'm the man. And disrespectful. And I didn't want no man line, second line, to see me doing that and figure that was cool. Cut that disrespect. I always say, you don't go in another man's house and disrespect him. You know, even when I came down here, I lived it up to him. But I used to hang out in the Sixth Ward. You know, they had one guy from the Sixth Ward, his name was High Roller Tone. He used to hang in the glass house. And like, our motto, we down here and you better treat us right. You know, tell him I come down there. Oh, I'm down here to one man gang. And y'all gonna treat me right. Welcome. And that's what the mark I try to leave on all the newcomers. Give that guy room when he's dancing. Don't push him. Everything is better than you. You know what you do? Go home and practice. Show me your man. No humba. No fussing and fighting. You know? We come to second line.
What do you think are the hallmarks of a good second liner?
Hallmark?
Or like, what's a characteristic? How, when you see a good second liner, somebody that's really good at it, how do you know? What do they do?
I put it to you like this, sir. Me, myself, that's what I'm looking for. Because I'm 49. Like, they say, oh, you done got to be an old man. I say, but I'm cold. I'm a master this here. You know, I can hang with the best, because I am the best. I go back to being a gangster and a guard for it. I done paid my due, and I'm still good at this. So what I see about a good second liner, when they out there and they putting their work in, you know, you may be talking to them, they ain't paying attention to you. They feeling the music, and you could see it. Because while you talking, they in their zone. They doing it, and they remove, they coming up with it. It's on time. You see, everybody could say, oh, I'm a second line. Everybody doing the same thing. But like I used to tell them, if you do what I do, all I ask you to do, do it right. I don't have no problem. Don't take a good move and mess it up. And they do, they have a few good second lining. Matter of fact, I was out one night, and it was a young lady, a little young lady. She's probably still in high school. And she gonna be hot.
She had glasses.
She wear the glasses. She
really
short.
Short hair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You seen?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She mm-hmm. gonna be good. Cause she good now.
Yeah.
And that's remind me, like how I was so hot. I'm like, my grandparents used to say, when all of us get together, come on, let me see you sit and dance. Let me see you dance. And back then, for my family, I'm like, nah. So I didn't do it. Until one day, I was at a second line, and I was dancing. I said, damn, I'm good. You know, I said, next time grandma asked to see a move, I got something for her. So I went to dancing, and I clicked out in my little zone, came up with all fresh moves.
Can you describe some of those moves? What are some of your signature moves that you've invented?
I got a little slide I do.
A little slide?
Mm-hmm. I got to let that go in the circle and do. I just got, you know, the move now, everybody doing them. So, it is what it is. You move good, they going to try to use it on you. But they could never, let me see what I'm saying. What I want to say, they could never like, they can do it. But it'll never be like you do it. It's a duplicate. Mm-hmm. Imitate, you know. When you got the rear of my car, what you gonna do this side? You might do that move. I come with another move better than that one. Mm-hmm. So, calm now and just do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think of second lining as more than footwork? Or is the footwork like
it's
the
footwork,
thing?
Footwork. You see, because Tuba Fatnam used to play Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Mm-hmm. You see, and the 30 dozen, oh man, they don't be at the festival,
I believe. Mm-hmm.
Listen to their music. Their music goes so fast, they don't give you a chance to do like the guys downtown do. Mm-hmm. You know, they do like skipping, hopping, and weaving, and, you know, rolling on the ground. I ain't got time to roll on the ground. My thing is, if you roll on the ground and fall on your knees, you submit. You out of moves. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Stay on your feet. But to each his own. Some other guy might be feeling, oh, he on his feet because he can't do nothing else.
Yeah, that's actually something that Rebirth really changed the scene in brass band music too, right, was from playing fast. Like, they kept parades moving and kept people dancing because their rhythms were so fast.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you another thing about a good dancer.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why... One of the reasons why they couldn't keep up with me back then is that I used to tune into an instrument.
Uh-huh.
You know, I might get the drummer attention. I go to hollering at him, making him mad. What he gonna do? He gonna show me how good he is. Mm-hmm. So it's me and a drummer. Mm-hmm. And once you know the song, like one, once you hook up with an instrument, whatever instrument you want, and you talk to them, and y'all go to feeling and that vibe, you can't be stopped. See, because like, sometimes I used to go on gigs, and yeah, why they had to go get in, you know? I tell them, because I'm the man. So what a drummer, some of them might do, they go to playing the tradition, what the six well known for. Man. And I tell you, I got this lick. I have the lick. I do tradition and new school. I'm old school and new school. I do it all. And I don't just do it. I do it well, and then I hook it up. Do it like a gumbo, you know?
And what is the traditional dancing? What's that like? How's it different from the new school?
All right. If you notice, like Sudan and them, they have this, they get... They be sliding their little feet, you know. They skipping like, all right, sidewalk steppers now. They downtown. They dance like Sudan. They don't drag their feet. They gonna skip. They gonna dip, you know. So that's the tradition way, you know, going like this, slow bump like that. And then, like you say, when the Rebirth them came and hooked up with us, we said, hey, man, let's take this to another level. You know, let's get it. And that's where you come in with all your fancy feet work. You see, uptown was known for feet work. Downtown was known for the tradition.
I've also heard that uptown dancers do a little bit more with their upper body than downtown dancers.
Wiggle, yeah. You know, but if you notice, I can say downtown, they're more like a hand dancing like style. They don't really use their feet that much. They, like I said, they fly and they do their little dip and spin like that. Uptown just take it and get hype, run with it. And tell you the truth, I like both of the styles. Because if I'm dancing with somebody uptown, I might switch up on them. You see? And I might do a downtown thing. All depends on how I feel. Now, lately, some of the bands, I ain't been feeling them. I don't even come out. You know, I'm like, why go out? I got to make myself dance. When you got to make yourself dance, to me, you can't dance. You know. And the place on St. Bernard, they had a little band in that.
Celebration Hall? Mm-hmm. Is that the one you think?
No, not Celebration Hall. It's farther down from Sam.
The Perfect Fit, maybe?
Yeah.
New Orleans Finest?
Yeah, New Orleans Finest. Mm-hmm. I went in there one night, and I'm like, whoa. I went to feeling it.
Was it the Truth Brass Band? Was it Sunday night?
It might have was, yeah, a Sunday night.
The Truth Brass Band.
Yeah, I went to feeling it. Yeah. You know, I said, whoa, they got fire back.
The Big Seven is going to have them at their parade on Mother's Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks ago, I went to Celebration Station. That's when I seen the young lady.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And I went to feeling where they had the young lady out the sixth wall. She told me, come on, let me see you dance one more time. Come on. I love to see you dance. I'm like, you know what? Better have it, you know. Because to me, it may not be nothing. But to her, it may be a whole lot. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to show my talent, why not show it at home? Mm-hmm. You see? Give it to her. And got loose. I got loose. And just like when I used to go on gigs, some of the bands don't know me. They just ain't feeling it. They going just get a dollar. So they playing anything. I'm like, hold up, bro. I'm like, hold up. I come to sell myself. I said, what you playing that for? Bye, 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 Barana. Oh, that's what the people want here. I said, well, look, check this out. You play the band, you play the instrument, I'm the dancer. Play what I want here. Mm-hmm. So one of the little guys had a conflict with that. So I told the guy that ran the band, I said, yo, whoa, whoa. I said, bro, cut. I said, bro, I ain't going out there on that note. I said, let's get it like we get it in the glass house and I'm washing for rent in the hood. Mm-hmm. You know? Give me something I can feel. I don't want nobody to say, who, him, Slim? Good Black? Oh, no, man, I seen him. No, you ain't gonna catch me rocking like that. So he told me, yeah, bro, play it like that. Don't worry about them, you know?
Yeah.
And it was nice.
Mm-hmm. What kind of gigs have you done?
I did one. I did an opening for Ray Charles. Mm. I did one for Priscilla Preston and Aaron Neville. And I did the Tom Jones show. And I did a couple of little locals, so mm-hmm. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How'd you get into that?
What, the show? They asked for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they asked. Mm-hmm. I think the reason why they boycotted me, because I told them, I seen stuff that the other guys didn't see. And I got a gig from the Superdome. Because we used to parade for the Saints in the Superdome. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was right.
Yeah.
That was right. Because mm-hmm. I shared a wealth.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that, the Saints were winning. They talking about, oh, don't go down. You know, some nights they let the school kids in. So what I told them, you know what? I'm about to flip the script. They said, what you doing, Black? I said, come on, play. So they were playing Get That Hump Out Your Back. So I said, come on, we going up. I said, well, what you mean we going? I said, we going with the pigeons. You know? They know, but we... Man, look. I take the lick. Let's go. And when we went up there, looked like we was on the street. I looked back, we had a mob. I'm talking about when I say a mob,
they just followed you through the Superdome all the way up
through
there?
Through the Superdome. No, we went up. They had some people follow us up there. When we got up there, it was like room. The only person had rooms who was rocking.
Wow.
And that's the best time when the Saints played the Atlanta. They had this guy that paraded with us. He said, oh, I'm the best. I'm the best, this and that. So everybody looking at him. I said, hey. Let him go. He said he the best, he the best. Let it be.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a young lady jammed him up. And she was from Atlanta. So I didn't even know. I'm way on the other side, you know, up in the runway, the breeze walk where we go through. And so they come and get me rough. I said, what? They said, man, come and catch this chick on board. What? I said, he a second line, and he got this. They said, no, bro. So when I went over there, she had them hemmed up. I'm like, oh, no. I said, so she ran up on me. I said, Mama, you don't want to do that. She said, come on. So I just went with my glass house thing. During the glass house, we used to pick chicks up and be all in a chair with them. So I said, oh, you ready? You think you ready for me? And they said, go ahead, Rep. I said, all right, now. I'm going home. I'm going to give it to them. I can get it in the streets. I picked up, and you know, it was just, after that, she said, yeah, you got it, oh, I got it, so, you know, it's all about entertaining, and as I look at it, sometimes, when I'm just sitting down chilling, reminiscing, say, damn, yeah, you could put me up there with Mike. And Jane Brown and what his name is, Prince. I said, yeah, I'm up there. Mm-hmm. I said, that's a high, I can't get no higher. I don't believe I can get no higher. Mm-hmm. You know? And come to look at some of the other little young guys who really be putting in work, like last Sunday, I seen some little bitty boys around about 13. I said, boy, when he get that, if he keep it, he'll be hot, you know.
Yeah, what's your opinion of second liners today, like young people in their 20s?
In their 20s? Like I say, first guys or girls or what?
Guys, I guess. We'll start guys.
There. We're going to start with guys. Some guys, they looking for you to cheer them on, tell them, oh, you good, you good. When you good, you don't need that. You know? Because while you worrying about that, like I say, the little young lady that I see, she knocking. She not worrying about nothing. And look, it speak for itself. You ain't got to tell her she rocking. That's what it is what it is.
And what about, I mean, you know, we talked about this young lady, and she's kind of exceptional, right? She's really talented. What about in general for males and females? Is second lining different?
Well, let me tell you. My thing is, they got some girls, they second line like dudes, mm-hmm. you know.
And what does that mean, the second line like dudes?
They coming hard. Mm-hmm. They move, they're not shaking like a lady. Mm. They dancing. They straight up going hard. Mm. They skipping, they hopping, they jumping. Mm-hmm. And they got, matter of fact, they got one, she's a lady bug jumping. If you watch her, she shake. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the shoulders, hips, kind of side to side a little bit.
Mm-hmm. She tall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you watch that little girl, she don't do that. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So she dancing like a guy.
Yeah.
She coming with it. So that shit different.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you it's a different, but when you, what I just, you know both of the people, you can see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because some people, oh, no, it ain't no different. Oh, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is a different.
Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of women who have really respectable footwork, for sure.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's not as emphasized, maybe, for women. They do all sorts of other, you know, all sorts of other things.
Nah, I was a guy. I did that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I brought it. Whatever worked, I brought it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, to me, I used to tell them, ain't no rules in this here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You won't be first, or you won't be last.
No. So yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, and this might be a segue into your experience of teaching a second line workshop.
Yeah.
So there seems to be two things like this contradiction in second lining. On one hand, you can kind of do whatever you want, like there ain't no rules, right? You just gotta feel it and do
a
you.
Freestyle.
And then on the other hand, there are some specifics to the footwork, like it really is a specific kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to ask you about your perspective on that.
My thing on footwork is, if me and you hang together,
mm-hmm.
you may like my style. So you're going to be the second version of me because you won't copy my style.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now we might have another friend that come and hang with us every now and then. But by them not being out with me and you, they only come out sometime. When Z come, she got her own, totally different. She doing her thing, she rocking with it, you see. So sometimes when you see all of them doing the little, same little move, same little footwork, they're in the same nest. You know, they got one bird in the flu and left the nest. But when they come back rocking. And that's the difference.
So people kind of learn from each other.
Each
and
other,
develop
right.
their own yeah. styles together in like small communities.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like they say, when you see the uptowner, they doing their thing. Mm-hmm. Now, I looked at it. They got their little skip thing they doing now. Mm-hmm. All of them. All of them do the same thing. That generation, put it to you like that. Mm-hmm. That generation doing the same thing. That's why I say, when I go out there, my moves, they old moves, but they tell the tea. When I come out there, you ain't seen them in a while, you like them. Hey, that's what you're going with, because you're the scene now. Mm-hmm. You don't focus on me. You see? Mm-hmm. And, usually I used to play the little mind game, talk about it, tell them, don't watch me, watch my feet. Mm-hmm. You know, a real second line ain't watching no feet. He trying to get it in. He trying to get you to watch him. Mm-hmm. You see? Mm-hmm. And a lot of them ain't know that. Like, come on, man. You want to be a second line? If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. Mm-hmm. I'm letting it out now. Mm-hmm. But... that's how it is. Now, if you come to me and ask me, like they got one little guy, he good. I showed him. Matter of fact, I showed that young lady out the sixth wall, and she real good. I like to see her. She got a baby now, too, but she good. She used to parade with who? Single lady? Yeah, she used to work at Papa Joe. You know,
and
that
single
about?
Ladies, they're parading this Sunday. Is it Trinise?
Yeah, Trinise. Mm-hmm. She paraded Trinise good. Mm-hmm. You know, and matter of fact, the lady, she goes parade with Trinise now.
Oh, okay. The lady you're talking about with the two kids.
Two kids. Mm-hmm. She's a white chick. Mm-hmm. And she bad. Mm-hmm. She used to always be in there. She, well, let me see what she called me. She called me Ralph. And
she called you Ref?
Yeah, because when I used to go in Papa Joe's, I said, you know what I want. Give me my Heineken. She give me two Heinekens. She said, if they ain't doing nothing, she said, go get them. Go get them. I said, nah. She said, go ahead. I said, oh. I said, soon one of them hit the floor, I got them. Mm-hmm. And so after that, I used to come in and everybody be on the floor. And she said, don't start nothing now. You know you. Leave them second line. I said, oh, no. I said, matter of fact, hold them drinks. I'm going to get them now. And one time she asked me, and I showed her. And she good.
What did she ask you? Like, show me some moves?
Yeah, she said, show me some moves. Show me how you do this. Show mm-hmm. me. And I said, look, them boys ain't like that from downtown. I'm showing you these moves. Mm-hmm. I said, now, if I show you these moves, you know what? You got to make me proud. And she did. Yeah, Dre, that's her name.
Dre?
Yeah, that's what I call her. Mm. Her name not Dre, I say, yeah, it's Dre. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why did she call you Ref?
Ref? Oh, no. I got so many names.
Yeah.
Alien name. You know, my real name is Dime, but they call me Ref, referee, good black. One chick called me Apple. I just answered to him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask in particular about this more formal experience of teaching second lining in a workshop setting.
Teaching it? It was...
Was it just the one time or have you done it multiple times?
It was just that one time. It was something different. And I always did feel they had some things that need to be told, and it really need to be out there. Mm-hmm. And if I had that chance, I was going to do it. And I did it.
Mm-hmm. And so this workshop, I believe Ariana told me it was at Tulane, right?
Tulane.
And it was for the New Orleans Dance Festival?
Correct.
And it was before the storm, right?
Yeah, it was way before the storm.
Early 2000s or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And who all was in the workshop with you? Because there were live musicians, right?
I can't remember. But I think it was some of the band members out of the Reverb.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lady. She masked Indian.
Asatua, I bet?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was her. And they had some people just came to sit in to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And like I did tell them, it was a difference between uptowner and downtown second liners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a difference. And they was asking me what was the difference, and I showed them. You know, I say Sudan for number one. They like, they got their little style. And when you see the Fearless Five coming from uptown, you know one thing. You see them jumping high. You know, and they do their feet work. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. And who were the students? Was it a big group of people?
They had people from all over. Yeah, they had about 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to demonstrate with them, mm-hmm. show them some moves. And I did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what kind of, like, how was the class set up? Were there, like, some little basic steps that you showed them first and kind of built up?
Well, I showed them the basic step. From downtown,
mm-hmm.
I showed them how they did it, and then I did a little advance. I did a two-step, right?
Mm-hmm.
I introduced them to them, and I showed them, and I did them to both of them on the same level, and I told them, them two moves you could take and run with it, you put something else together, hey, I could be coming to see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And did you have them going, like, going across the floor, trying different stuff?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I just told them, go ahead, go for what you know.
Uh-huh. You just let them improvise
yeah.
and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever. One chick I pushed, and she did like that. I said, see that? That was a move. You know? Because I had a cousin came from the country. And he said, man, I can't do that. I said, yeah, you can do it. I pushed it. And he said, oh, I'm out. I said, look at you. Oh, you were dancing just now. You know, I said, that's what you do. I said, this ain't like doing the bus stop that everybody coordinated,
mm-hmm.
where everybody do the same thing the same way.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not a second line. I said, a second line wouldn't advance if they didn't have no new moves.
Mm-hmm.
And people just coming up doing what they feel. I said, come from feeling, bro.
Mm-hmm. And then in that workshop at Tulane, there was something happened where it kind of, the band members walked out and the class stopped. Do you remember that?
Like I said, it's been a while. I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No. I think the band played for X amount of time.
Uh-huh.
Instead of playing 30 minutes, they probably played 15.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, because they probably had something else to do. With the band, they would like to stay, but they can't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it come in with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about respect.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, even white fuzzy can go.
Yeah.
And you don't appreciate that.
And you don't remember any of them having an objection to second lining being taught in a specific way? I think that's what Ariana had told me it happened is there were some people that the band members were upset that
there was, like me myself, mm-hmm. I'm versatile. I talk to everybody. And I try, I first line you. Mm-hmm. And to make my thing easier, my job or whatever I'm dealing with you is to respect you. Mm-hmm. They didn't mind, but you have to give them heads up everything was going on. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's like right now, me talking to you. I said I wasn't gonna do it no more. You know? But since I'm gonna take this negative and put it towards positive, this is something you need so you can keep going forward. In a way, I'm doing it for everybody, but you're the reason that I'm doing that. If it would have been for some of these big, big people, huh? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or somebody, because my thing is, we got to watch what you do and how you do it. Because some people use you to get to the top.
Yeah. And I mean, that happens a lot in New Orleans, right? That people get kind of exploited for their talent and don't get fairly compensated.
Right.
That happens like all the time.
I used to go on gigs, you know what? Mm-hmm. A long time. All I wanted to do when I get to the gig, show me my dressing room. Mm-hmm. I go there, eat my hors d'oeuvres. I tell them, don't even bother me until showtime. Showtime, no, just leave me be. I'm in my zone. I'm in my comfort zone. And that's how I was. They, well, come on, buddy, about to start. Well, let's get it. Go out there, do what I do, entertain. See, that's why back when I said you could put me with the best, when I went out there, I seen somebody, while I'm dancing, I seen somebody seem like they got something on their mind, they there, but they're going grab them. Mm-hmm. Come on, I'll fix it where they're a part of that. I dance well. So what? No, you don't have time to think. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Push them.
I grab them, but... And after that, I might did that like for what? 30 minutes. Then the time for us to go back. We don't open up the show. Now we got to wait to close the show. They, oh, well, come and see who I tell. I don't want to see them people. I'm cool. I got my eat. I got my little Kool-Aid. I'm cool. Now they don't want to call me. Call me when it's time for me to close. Mm-hmm. Now, the people that they did got, they was late. They did do's and don'ts. They had problems with me. You don't have problems with me. Mm-hmm. So I got to the point, you get what you pay for. Mm-hmm. This what I said? No. Oh, no. Go get that one now and deal with all the problems and let me go where I'm free.
Mm-hmm. Because they're not willing to pay you what you're worth.
Right. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have made millions. But I got it. Mm-hmm. I don't work, I don't eat. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
I do. And what were the theaters when you were performing for Ray Charles and Aaron Neville, Priscilla Presley?
Oh, no, we did Ray Charles at the hotel right there by the foot of the canal, close from the Marriott.
Okay.
Which one that is?
It's not the Sheraton, is it?
Yeah, the Sheraton. The Sheraton. And right there in City Park, they got a stadium, place right down in City Park. When you come on, you come in on Esplanade, mm-hmm. and you run dead into it.
Oh, the museum?
Museum. Mm-hmm. That's why. Mm-hmm. We did it right there at the museum. And Tom Jones' show, we went to Atlanta. And we did something in Piedmont Park. Mm-hmm. And then we did it in a hotel up there. Mm-hmm. And Superdome. Mm-hmm. And I did a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the one that I really paid attention to when we did it for the governor, the lady, Blanco. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, whoa. Now that was different.
Was it?
Yeah.
How so?
I couldn't go to the bathroom unless the police went with me.
Really? Where was it?
That was at the convention center.
Okay.
State trooper. Nobody moved unless they had four eyes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, so I sat down and said, right. When I walk, they walk. Get up, go to the bathroom, police come in. I said, this serious.
Yeah.
You know? And then I did a gig somewhere. I told one of the guys, do not go to the end of the stage. I said, if you do, just use your fingers and do like this. Yeah, just touch fingers. You don't know what you're talking about. They love me. I said, yeah, they do love you. He went to the end of the stage and caught his wrist.
Pulled him off?
Pulled him off.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they had to go and get him.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you remember the performance for Governor Blanco? Was that before or after the storm?
That was before the storm.
Before?
That when she was sworn in.
Oh, when she was sworn in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a gig. Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah. What's the last gig you did?
The last gig I did was at the Superdome. Yep. For the Saints. That was the last gig. And from that, I'm just like, you know, some people call me, but it wasn't my idea. Oh, you got to do this. I said, no. And I gave the chair. Mm-hmm. Whoever wasn't there when I was given, sorry. What I'm trying to say, I don't wait for us, I can go for a free island. Mm-hmm. Now, is this here or nothing? Mm-hmm. If they want good talent to go down the drain, let it. Mm-hmm. To them. I said, but it won't be going down the drain. Because what I do, I can do it on the street.
Right. How many years ago was that last gig at the Superdome?
I think that about, 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy around town who's been performing a lot lately, Dancing Man 504?
How you like that?
I would ask you.
You've been around. I'm gonna put it to you like this. You seen that little girl?
The one we were talking about earlier?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah. You can't even touch her. Mm-hmm. You understand? Like I said, you get what you pay for. And then, don't get me wrong, they might be paying top dollar for that. I know one thing can light a candle side me, against me, but I don't have that gig. You know, so once again, get what you pay for. Did you see better? You done been to second line?
Been to a lot of second line.
Okay, then what did you see? You ever seen anything like, you know, got room for improvement?
No comment.
No comment. All right. Yeah, you were getting no word about him.
No, but I'm working with Daryl too.
Come on. I'm like, man, I look at that. What the hell? He must be got a good agent. That's all I could say. Maybe I should have got an agent.
Maybe.
you know, because I'm like, man, but to each his own. They got people loving.
People do love him.
You see, so his boat floating.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's about all of my questions. Are you still parading with the Furious Five?
No, they want me to come back out. I told them, nah.
Why not?
They don't take money, baby. Don't take money. I'm done with this and that and blah, blah. I'm done with all the crap. I don't need that. I love them. I always would be a Furious Five. You know? That's where I start off. That's where I stop. Many people ask me to parade with them. No. They even also ask me about the beat of the Kings of the Kings All King. Good. I'm good.
When did you stop parading? Or mainlining?
That was 2 years ago. That was for the 20. I think the 25th anniversary. That was my last time. I came out of retirement, and that's when they wore them big pants, and my pants were too big. I said, "Man, what that? I should have set out on this one." I said, "But you know what? Don't tell me nothing, because I'll come out there doing my drawings." And they say, "How bad I do that?" I say, "Well, don't tell me nothing. Come on, let's parade." But what I really like about that, when the band playing, the guy that goes out in front of you, if he go hard, you know what you got to do. You know, you get butterflies.
You mean when you're coming out the door?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes before I even go, like, be about three people or four people in front of me. Oh, man, I'm going to run there. I got to go to bed, though.
Yeah.
Go to bed and come back. Man, where you going? I got to go run that bathtub, you know? Butterfly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, just pee. Got to go again. Oh, man. So you have to, I psych myself up. I don't learn how to deal with that. You know, I'm like, you run to the bathroom. You better see what they'll do who going in front you.
Yeah.
You know.
How do you choose the order?
To go out the door? Well, the veterans in the back. And the ones who really won't go first. Somebody might be shy, so let the shy one go behind him, you know, or tell him, hey, y'all two get it together. Who, if they're going out two by two, well, y'all two party, you know. And I looked at it like Indians, me, because after they go, I said, save the best for last. Well, wish the president of the Young Men Olympian, which was Gip, he bring the band. And then after that, we start switching around, giving everybody a chance to bring the band. Mm-hmm. And bringing the band is a job. Mm-hmm. That's a job.
What does that mean, to bring the band?
You in the middle. Mm-hmm. The band got to listen to and do what you say do. You set the pace. If they run it, if they try, you know, and you got to make sure you keep up.
Mm-hmm. So it's during the parade that's the person that's keeping the pace.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then you got your sergeant in arm. If you fall way back, keep coming back. Tell you, come on, bring them up.
What's your favorite memory of parading with the Furious Five?
85.
First year?
No, that wasn't my first year.
It wasn't?
No, that's when we were, no, we were, that's the little year I laugh at. We were cream and burgundy. Mm-hmm. And we had them little five patches on there with little five cotton balls. cotton balls, you know, mm-hmm. shaped like a bomb. I said, boy, look how we went out there. Look at it. But you can always tell somebody about, it's not what you wear, son. It's what you feel in that moment. If you're feeling guts and glory, go for it. If you ain't feeling it, if you want to dress up, go to Rubenstein Brothers somewhere and buy you something, go dress up and go out. You ain't come to parade. Because if you come in the parade, you don't care what you have on. All you want, one thing, a womp, that band will strike up. And when you hear that band, it doesn't matter what you have on. You know, you're ready to dance. And at the end of the day, let me tell you something about me. All that dancing I used to do, never drank water. After I parade, couldn't drink water.
Really? Why not?
It won't go down.
Really?
It won't go down.
How'd you survive it?
Go home and suffer. My legs used to cramp up so bad. One day it was like the ecstasy. I was in a bed like this, y'all. And I just rose out the bed and boom, hit the floor.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I used to cramp so bad. They say, take some pickle juice. And my friend used to leave me in the house. I'm like, oh, you're leaving me. You know what I'm going to be going to. I had to crawl to the ice bar, drink pickle juice, and it only could just taste it.
Uh-huh.
And you know, for drinking, and nothing gonna go down.
Just on parade day, you had this?
Just parade day.
Phenomenon? Wow. Every year.
Yeah. And you can't eat no hot food. Like, we used to go to Shoney's and eat breakfast. I should have kept to my plan. Salads and fruit. I did the potatoes. I paid for it.
Mm.
Your body's so hot. Up in here, it's so hot. You do like this here? All that steam. That's the day.
It's intense.
And then look, what year is September? You know how hot it be?
Yeah.
The only thing used to save me was the hat on my head.
Really?
The hat. But I tell anybody, you can do anything you want on that sidewalk. But when you mainline it and all eyes on you, and everybody you see them be saying, come on, come on. You can't please everybody. You tried. I tried. And I paid for it. every year I parade, I paid for it.
Wow.
Nah. The last time I parade, I took two goodies. I took you two other goodies. And it was like, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that morning, coming out the gate, you got to pace yourself. Sometimes I just go hard.
Mm-hmm.
Old blocks, and then I find out I'm not resting, you know, walking.
Mm-hmm.
Study second lining, and I pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I pay.
When you first started in the 80s, were the second lines already restricted to 4 hours, or did they go for longer?
They were 4 hours.
They were 4 hours.
We was the one took it to 5 hours.
Really?
That's right. Right. See? I told you, the Fury 5. We was the bomb that hit the light. You know? See how they is now? They go to dances and they just stand up. When we went to dances, I was the one they always had to grab by the pants. I said, man, I ain't come to sit down. You sit down. We down. Man, you can't go over there. Man, I go where I want. Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What changes have you seen in second lining over the years?
They like to look a lot at the second line dancers. Mm. What I mean, when you go to a dance, everybody looking. Mm-hmm. You can't have no fun by looking. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing. You know, you can boost up the fun. But if I'm doing something new, you just talking. Hmm. So it seemed like to me they're in a tone now. Because when we used to go to dances, that's the hand we find with.
Yeah.
I don't know what the name, it used to be the Fireman Hall. It was downtown, right off of Broad. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know where the little place that sell food?
Mm-hmm.
Right behind there, they had a hall called the Fireman Hall.
Okay.
That's when I started.
Huh.
Going to the Fireman Hall, and then the ILA, and then they had the little other thing right across from Rally. We used to call it the little half coat, because some of the clubs that give a dance that. And we like, you can't pack the half coat. It's just a half of it. That's it. And when we would give something by, we used to be all over. We'd be everywhere. Mm-hmm. When the YMO gave something like Ferris Five, we packed. Mm-hmm. We didn't come to see Ferris Five. Because they know we don't cut up. And one time, they got a call across the river called Lafayette. We got just our division, family. And we went to the park. We had so much of a good time. The organization, man, why y'all ain't doing this, man? I said, well, I tell you what, we're going to give something again. Let everybody give it. And it's all about brotherhood. With the YMO, that's what I really like about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do they still do? I mean, like benevolent societies did in the past, like provide assistance for you when you're sick.
Oh yeah. They have to, like I said, on board. They have someone go to your house, find out what you need. If you need somebody to bring you, they got a memo and come back. Hey man, brother so and so, next week he need to get to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll take him. What time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, so and so, he ain't feeling good. He at the hospital on the second floor. Somebody need to get up there and go see him. Oh, I'm going. New news. Look, I went up there and seen brother so and so in the hospital. He doing a little better. And then somebody, he home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that. And then everybody will go out there,
mm-hmm.
You know. And that's the difference from the Social Pleasure Club,
mm-hmm.
and the organization that I like. It's a unity.
Mm-hmm. I've got a little bit of video just of footwork that I shot at Second Lines over the last year. Would you mind just looking at it and see if you can point out some of the stuff you told me about?
Okay.
You might recognize some of the people. I think Lynn is in one of these, the young woman that you're talking about. She's in there. So I'll play it a little bit and then pause it. And if you see anything, you're like, yeah, that's that. That's Sudan skit or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have that in here, but we'll see. That's just right across the street there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anything you noticed in that first clip?
Uh-uh.
No? Okay.
Let me see. That's Uptown, isn't it?
Yes, this is Uptown.
That's Uptown, John. You see? See that little kick move? Watch, you'll see a lot of them doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, where the one foot kind of slides back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, his name is Jarrell.
That's who it is, Jarrell. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot, yeah,
he's
a lot of
downtown.
People.
Downtown.
He's the downtown guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He's the downtown. He's the guy that played the drum, our instrument for the one in the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Can you tell by his dancing? Is he doing like downtown type stuff?
Mm-hmm. See, that's it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kicking their legs together. See, look. Uh-huh. One little move. That's what I call my daughter. One little move.
One leg move?
One little move.
One
that's
little
all
move.
She got. Uh-huh. That she go there. Look, yeah, look, yeah, look, yeah. Look. That's their work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, look. Yeah. Yeah. At Pigeon Town, stuff was there.
Uh-huh.
That's Holly Grove.
Yeah. Yeah. And does his second line mm-hmm. look like Uptown or what?
That's yeah. Uptown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to. You don't see some downtown move.
Mm-hmm. And what about his dancing makes it Uptown?
Yeah.
Is it because I've heard somebody watching this video said because he's using a lot of his upper body and arms?
Yeah.
That makes it look more Uptown mm-hmm. style.
He using his feet work, but his little yeah. arms, yeah.
Yeah.
His feet work is me. But he ain't got that much feet work, you know, so he got to do improvise.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was telling
him. Uh-huh. Yeah. So these are just of some people that, you know, will always climb
yeah.
up on top of buildings
yeah.
and stuff. Did you ever do that?
No.
No?
No. That's what I'm saying. When you do it, you ain't got to go all out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see how all of them doing the same thing? All of them doing the same thing.
With their
all
arms?
See nothing different, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I see one, I don't see them all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But to each his own.
Yeah. This guy is a white guy in the Big Seven. His name is Leo.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. It's nice. Yeah. That would make the second line. That's what I was telling you. You don't have to be good, but just keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Just own it, whatever you're doing.
Own it. That's
own
right.
It. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Put those arms up again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now here's some white kids, second line.
That's Dilly Bob there. I seen him on around second and try. He be at all the second line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know what they're doing? They're like, they're moving, they're skipping.
They're moving. Hey, it's a second line. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a second line.
They're not really doing any footwork, right?
Hey, it's a second line. Second line ain't frying chicken. It's a gumbo. Take everything. Throw it in the pot.
Yep. All right, and here's this other. This is another white guy. Scotty is his name, and he works really hard on his footwork. This isn't a very good video of him, but he works hard on it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yes. See? See?
Yes, he's got a little wiggle there too, doesn't he?
That's uptown. That's shorty. He uptown. That's the fire. Look, see?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, she's hopping, skipping, jumping, everything.
Yeah. You see?
Yeah, she's amazing.
They used to call her Yah.
Mm-hmm, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, and here's some these other white ladies and this the Lady Rollers.
Oh yeah, that's my Sandpiper.
That's coming out of Sandpiper.
Yeah. See? Nah. They might well put them in there.
Uh-huh. They're mainlining.
Yeah, they're mainlining. Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's good.
So yeah, that's I guess the thing is that you can do anything you want and be second language, but there's all kinds of ways that you can do
you can be creative.
Mm-hmm. But then you can do things that are very recognizable as, oh, that's uptown, that's downtown, that's this kind of move, that's that kind of footwork.
Right. What else? It was something that I want to say about them. But not to get everybody second line.
Yeah. I've heard people have told me that there's a lot more white folks at second lines these days than there used to be.
Yeah, at first there was no white folks.
Yeah.
Now they got gin and juice. They got everybody. Parade. Man, yeah, second line. Even they get them the main line.
A little bit, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. What's your perspective on that?
On which one? Oh, everybody main line? It's cool.
Or either way, second line or main line.
That's cool. The door is always open. I might see something new. See something I ain't doing. You know? And my thing is, that make me better.
How so?
Looking at them. You know, whoa. I see somebody real good. Hey, man, I got to step my game up. You know? Then I might see where I'm all right. So, you got to take everything in and use it as power. And the only way you could do that, you got to be positive about it. You be positive, more power.
Mm-hmm.
You know. See, your friend second line?
My friend? Which one?
Aria?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, that second line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do too. I mean, I definitely dance. Definitely. Next time I see you out there, I'm going to have to show you a little bit of what I'm working on. Maybe you'll show me some moves. Maybe if I ask.
About the idea.
Okay.
The band got to be rocking.
Yeah. Do you come out for certain bands anymore these days?
Excuse me. It's like, I don't feel them, so I feel they will not come out. I ain't coming out.
Yeah.
Now, some of them lately been catching me by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa, wait. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People really love TBC.
But I like the other little band.
The Truth?
Yeah, that's them.
I think that's the one you saw at the New Orleans Finest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, so you ain't been going nowhere. I've been laid back.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, maybe you'll come out for Mother's Day when they're out.
Maybe. Yeah.
And I go to Wednesday night to Celebration Hall every once in a while. Yeah, I was there last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
I started to pass through there, too.
Yeah, I was there last night. I don't think I was there the night you went, though. I can't go all the time because I work on Thursday morning. It's kind of early, so I can't always go, but I try.
Yeah, but I'm like, man, so far, I think, I can't judge him now, and I won't try to judge him, but all the only thing I could do is do a setback and analyze what's going on with this generation.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I see one do this, y'all, they all do it. Do something different. You know, so I'm just, it's a cat and mouse game. Before I say anything, I sit back and I watch. And then I can tell you what I was saying.
Well, thank you, Don. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
For a long time. Yeah. I really appreciate it. An hour and a half.
Wow.